dear friends, and welcome back to the 5-Minute Movie Review. I'm Jacob Cogshaw, and welcome to the show where if we go over 5 minutes, I owe each and every one of you a free Lego Death Star. Today, we'll be looking at the Christmas movie, Klaus. Welcome back to the 5-Minute Movie Review. I'm so glad you all decided to join me on this fine day. How is everybody doing? Yeah, today we're looking at the movie Klaus. This is a Christmas movie written in 2019, directed by Sergio Pablos, screenplay by Sergio Pablos, Jim Mahoney, and Zach Lewis, story by Sergio Pablos, and this movie is starring just some real talent with Jason Schwartzman, J.K. Simmons, Rashida Jones, Will Sasso, the late Norm Macdonald, and Joan Cusack. The creation of this movie is actually really cool. Sergio Pablos used to be an animator, writer for different animation studios. Most notably, he worked on Smallfoot and the Despicable Me series. But now with this movie, he broke off and he started his own animation studio called Sergio Pablos Animation Studio. And I know I said that Santa Claus Is Coming to Town is my favorite Christmas movie ever, but I have to say, Klaus has to be the best Christmas movie of all time, and a close second in my heart to Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. This movie is perfection. It's really, really incredible, start to finish, every frame, every performance, everything. I not only think it's one of the best Christmas movies of all time, I think it may be one of the best animated movies of all time, and that's why I wanted to talk about it with you fine folks here today. With all that being said, let our 5 minutes begin
now. A true selfless act always sparks another.
Oh boy, is this 5 minutes going to be tough? Because I have so much to say, but hopefully I can prove to you why I think this is the best Christmas movie ever written. The story, obviously, is the story of Santa Claus, told through a lens of a wee postman who comes to town named Jesper. And I don't want to spoil everything, but it includes every key aspect of the Santa Claus origin story, but just in such an original and fun and new way. One of my favorite aspects of the movie is the pacing and just writing in general. The pacing is so perfect, and it's like, bah, bah, bah. It's just how it should be. And it just flows really well, and it allows time for the story to breathe, and just allows the time to be made for the audience to develop meaningful relationships with each of the characters and care deeply about each of them. The themes of this movie just really encompass the meaning of Christmas, of being with family and putting aside people's differences, and it's just beautiful start to finish, and doing selfless acts for other people, and just really rounds up the meaning, the true meaning of the holiday season. I do have to mention this movie did get nominated for Best Animated Feature at the Academy Awards, did not win, Toy Story 4 won. Klaus got gypped. I love Toy Story 4, don't get me wrong, but Klaus is clearly the better movie. Okay, that little tidbit aside, I just want to mention a little minor thing about the writing of this movie that I think is so good, and that's just the writing of the minor characters. All the small little side characters are so fun, but have depth, and it's just beautifully written. I don't understand in like a movie that runs, I think, an hour and 38 minutes, how Sergio and all the other writers can like create a story where you feel so much for the minor characters, where they don't even get that much screen time, but it's written so perfectly. This movie also has an original song, Invisible by Zara Larsson, and it's great, by the way, and the scene that it's put in is so beautiful and will make you tear up, I guarantee it, and I don't want to spoil anything, but the ending of this movie will have you in shambles and tears, just the most beautiful ending to any Christmas film I've ever seen. Yeah, I was gonna say the writing is the best aspect of the film, but I really don't know, because, I mean, acting and then the technical wonder of the movie also is just incredible. Speaking of such, let's move on to the acting. As one would assume, it is phenomenal. I think J.K. Simmons really steals the show, even though he's quiet and doesn't have a whole lot of lines. He's so good. And, you know, Norm, ugh. Norm is so great in this movie, and it's just wonderful to see such a recent movie made with his voice after his passing. It's just really special. Yeah, and really there's not a whole lot else to say of the acting besides that it's incredible start to finish. There's not one bad performance. Jason Schwartzman is just so good. Just like, you can see his real character growth through his voice, which is awesome. I mean, really one of the best animated voice acting performances by an ensemble of all time, I think. Alright, people, let's move on to the technical wonder of the movie. So yeah, the animation of this movie is incredible. In the beginning, it didn't have me. It's a little off in the beginning, I feel. But as soon as we get to the main setting of the movie, it is phenomenal. It's so detailed and beautiful and painted and all the most beautiful things. And something about a movie, no matter animated or not, which I just love, it has so much like little extra tidbits in it that doesn't serve the plot at all. Like there's this one scene where they're going out on the ice, and then they're going on the ice, and below is this whale shadow that comes up, and it's just beautiful, and has no effect on the plot. It's just there for the beauty of the film, and that really enhances the tone and meaning of the writing. I have to talk about the editing. It is so good in this movie. There's like transitions that you don't even know that happened as a transition. And like, because I've watched this movie a couple times now, like looking at these transitions, I'm like, whoa, that was awesome. Like there's so many like awesome transitions in it that you don't really pick up on your first watch. But man, keep an eye out for it. And it's just a movie with the editing that makes you forget about it. You don't realize that cuts are being made, and that isn't that the point of editing, really. Okay, I think that's all I have to say about the film. I actually made a pretty good time. So, my rating of the film, what's it gonna be? This may be a hot little take here, but I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10. The first 10 out of 10 given, Klaus, woo! Great job. I love this movie with all my heart, and I really encourage all of you to watch it this holiday season. Alright guys, that is the review. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I'm not gonna drag this thing on. I think I've said all I have to say. So, to begin, the star of the movie. I have to say, the star of the movie, it's so hard. It's so hard to pick. But I think the star of the movie, for me, is the emotion. Is the emotion of the movie. The writing. Just, it's infused with so much emotion, and so much tears, and so much beauty. The emotion. I know that's kind of a cheap answer, but it's the emotion. You know, that's it. That's the review. My first 10 out of 10 here on the 5-Minute Movie Review, and it's a very deserving movie of that. Just wanted a quick shout-out to Mark Bellemare for making the new artwork for the podcast. Go check that out. It's looking so professional. I love it. And that'll be it, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you all have a holly, jolly holiday season. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. And it just feels wrong not to dedicate this podcast to the great, the late Norm MacDonald. Here's to you, Norm.